State Representative Dan Flynn addressed health care professionals Monday at Hopkins County Memorial Hospital. Among items he touched on were the upcoming session of the state legislature beginning in January and the subject of health care, expected to be a major topic this time around.
This session coming in, kind of starting earlier, wow, we've got, we'll probably have, and I haven't seen any of the numbers from the comptroller yet. They're hedging because of the new comptroller coming in and out. But I would imagine there will probably be $10 to $12 billion in the Economic Stabilization Fund. Well, every special interest is going to believe that's their money, and they're going to want it, and they're going to need it. It isn't going to happen. You're interested in the healthcare industry and what we can possibly look forward to addressing during this coming session. I don't have any answers. I just tell you that right now. I really don't. And if you do, I'd love to get your list. I think that there is going to be a greater appreciation for the challenges that the industry is facing than maybe in the past, because we do have a little bit of money. The other side is this: it's a little concerning to me that a lot of the new folks coming in, their attitudes are all about cut, and I'm a limited government guy. I think I've got a 12-year voting record that'll tell you that, but I like to think that it's a common sense approach to what we do and meet the health needs that we have, and we do have needs. And there's no question that if the Obamacare goes into full effect, it'll have a major effect on our budget in Texas. I don't know what's going to happen in 2016. I really don't. And I frankly, I don't think anybody wants to make many suggestions or any major movements until they know what's going to happen. I'm afraid that we're going to see a lot of kind of hold what you have and fill in holes until we know exactly what to expect. It's the same way with public education. Public education, we've got a judge that's telling us how to run our public schools. And, we had a judge a few years ago that told us how to run our prisons. Did just a wonderful job of destroying that industry. But it needs to get back to local issues, because those are the people that need to be able to make decisions based upon what their environment is that they live in, whether it's healthcare. I'm sitting in a facility that I think is just remarkable. We're blessed to have this facility in Hopkins County. We really are. I have other counties that don't have hospitals. I have that I represent. I look around the state of Texas, and there's just a lot of places that don't. And yet, some of the best medical care that we provide comes out of our small regional areas. And so, I think we certainly need to address that and answer the questions and the needs that will be out for that.
Flynn added there would be no support for increasing taxes during the upcoming session. KSST News.